Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the NATO-Russian Council meeting. For the first time since 2014, officials from 28 NATO countries attended the meeting in Brussels along with a Russian delegation. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters after the meeting the talks were, in his words, frank, serious, and actually good. But he said NATO and Russia have profound and persistent disagreements and that Wednesday's meeting did not change that.
NATO allies made clear that they stand firm in their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Allies do not recognize Russia's illegal annexation of Crimea.
Jens Stoltenberg. U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with leaders from France, Britain, Germany, and Italy next week for an informal meeting expected to cover such topics as Syria, Libya, and migration. The United Nations Refugee Agency is confirming reports that as many as 500 people may have died when an overcrowded boat capsized and sank earlier this month in the Mediterranean Sea. William Spindler is a UNHCR spokesman.
We have been able to speak to 41 survivors of an incident that, if it's confirmed, would be one of the worst tragedies in the Mediterranean in the last 12 months. Perhaps as many as 500 people drowned.
The incident reportedly happened April 8th. Military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told Pentagon reporters that Russian and Iranian forces are gathering around the Syrian city of Aleppo. He says it appears to be the beginning of a push to shore up the government of President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama and Saudi Arabia's King Salman agreed on the importance of an inclusive approach to de-escalating regional conflicts during a two-hour meeting in Riyadh Wednesday. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia have recently been seen rising tensions over different approaches to Iran and the fight against terrorism. The meeting came a day before the United States and some Arab nations plan to attend a summit of the Gulf Cooperation Council. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are turning their attention to presidential primary elections taking place in five states next week. Both candidates were the big winners in Tuesday's New York primary. Elaine Kamark of the Brookings Institution says Republican Trump has not yet wrapped up the nomination.
Donald Trump is still somewhat away from getting the magic number, and there's some indication that people may want to try and stop him at the convention. And so that might be a little bit more contentious.
The key date next is April 26th, with Republican and Democratic primaries in five states: Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The U.S. Supreme Court says Iran must pay nearly $2 billion in frozen assets to the American families of people killed by Iran-sponsored terrorism. In a 6-2 ruling Wednesday, the court upheld a 2012 law concerning the distribution of funds. It awarded damages to the relatives of the Marines killed in the 1983 terrorist attack in Beirut and of those killed in other attacks. A 6.1 magnitude aftershock rattled Ecuador's Pacific coast Wednesday, frightening residents who have barely begun to recover from Saturday's powerful earthquake. The death toll from Saturday's quake rose to 525 Wednesday. Rescuers are losing hope of finding anyone else still alive under tons of wreckage. Gunmen on motorcycles ambushed and killed seven police officers Wednesday in the southern Pakistani city of Karachi. The officers were guarding vaccinators during a polio immunization drive. Police officials told reporters the fatalities occurred in two separate attacks, minutes apart, but that no polio workers were hurt. Afghan officials say the death toll from Tuesday's Taliban suicide attack in Kabul has risen to at least 64. They say 347 people were injured. The latest casualty figures indicate the Tuesday attack was the deadliest insurgent strike in the Afghan capital since the Taliban was ousted from power in 2001. Taking a brief look at market activities, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.